In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists what will be the next thing to sell for a ridiculous amount of money now that we've seen the Scream go. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the National Association of Realtors, an advocate for homeownership. More at houselogic.com/homeownership. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. And Pimsleur Language Programs, offering the potential to play the Bluff the Listener Challenge in 45 languages. Learn more at Pimsleur.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions' Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our intern is Kate Casey. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Litterman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Acton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the next big overpriced sale? Roy Blunt Jr.
The phone number of that guy who shelled out $120 million for the screen.
Kerry O'Connor.
Because of problems in the Eurozone, Mario and Luigi will sell their iconic plumbing company, and every billionaire under 40 will bid on it.
Charlie Pierce.
Actually, Peter, someone will pay $18 million for the former Romney family station wagon. That's $100,000 for the car and $17.9 million for the car carrier on top.
And if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Roy Blunt Jr., Kerry O'Connor, Charlie Pierce. Thanks to the staff and the crew at the Lead Center. Thanks to Nancy Fink and everyone at NET Radio Nebraska. Thanks to the wonderful crowd here at the Lead Center, University of Nebraska, Lincoln. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you back in Chicago next week. This is NPR.